Be prepared for something a little different now as we head to the Mojave Desert for Wasteland Weekend, a post-apocalyptic festival inspired by the Mad Max movies.
There are no politics at Wasteland Weekend, says an organizer of the American festival.
The world is over! We don't have to worry about that bullshit anymore, so nobody wants to talk about that! Talk about cars! Talk about atom bombs and radiation! Just relax and try and enjoy yourself!
You're in the Mojave Desert in California. The temperature is up to 40 degrees centigrade. At night, it drops to 4 degrees centigrade. You're with 4,000 other survivors of the apocalypse, many divided into tribes, each with its own camp. U.S. dollars are no good after the apocalypse, so you need something valuable you can exchange, such as junk.
Bring a bunch of junk. Junk is wasteland fuel. We pin junk to our costumes. We make our camps out of junk. We weld junk to our cars. So junk is really valuable. Just bring a bunch of weird shit that people might like and see what you get back.
Are you getting the picture yet? Inspired by the Mad Max movies and the Fallout video games, Wasteland Weekend is a full immersion event. It's cosplay, but with a very specific aesthetic. You have to look like a survivor of the apocalypse.
No zombies, no aliens, no mutants, no pop culture references. No one wants to see Wasteland Pokemon. You have to look like you could be an extra in a Mad Max movie. That's what this is all about.
Indeed, some of the people responsible for the costumes and the physical decors are Hollywood designers, so this is very close to being in the actual movie. In the 10 years since it started, the festival has come a long way from the small gatherings of Mad Max fans from which it evolved, and it keeps getting more impressive. So, what do you do, apart from look at the amazing cars and costumes and listen to loud post-apocalyptic punk while freezing to death at night? Well, you could engage in one-on-one combat in the Thunderdome. Just you and another fighter on bungee cords attacking each other with big clubs. No? Then how about going on one of the many different tribal missions?
You could start at the Rust Devils. They'll put you on a bounty hunt where you have to find another Wastelander. If you successfully kill them, you're going to get their finger, which you can then trade for a tie to show that you've had a kill in the wild.
Ah, all good, clean fun. And, by the way, if people start aggressively yelling,
"F*** you!"
at each other, don't be alarmed.
It's because they're all buddies and they're just saying hi.
Welcome to the new world.